Well, good morning, you guys, and thank you so much for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. You know I got nothing but love for you, honey. I look forward to Wednesday, every Wednesday, and we don't have a lot of time for anything. So I got to do ministerial moment, and we got our wonderful guest, Apostle Ryan Lestrange. He has a new book out. We're going to talk all about that. What is God saying? Holy Spirit is just going to use him, and he's going to have his way with Ryan, Apostle Ryan today. We got my girl, comedian Gina G, and minister Nicole Atkinson. She has her In the Presence segment. So we're looking forward to everything that's going on. But let me go with ministerial moment. I know I deal with the weather. We're going to get into that a little later, but just know that God is in control no matter what, you guys. He has the final say, and he is in control no matter what. He has your back. He has your front. He has your sides and your top and your bottom. So just know that he rules and reigns in everything. Okay, I want to talk to people that are really, because now with everything that's going on, and I mean there is a lot going on here, in our country and around the world. Not only are we in this pandemic, but we are dealing with the explosion in Lebanon and Beirut. We're dealing with that. We're dealing with people's unemployment checks getting cut, and the rent and how people are gonna pay their bills and all of that. And not even to mention, if that wasn't enough, you know, people, 1,000 people are dying every day from this coronavirus. And there's so much debate in the White House, with the scientists. It's like, with the media, it's this, it's that. It's like, I feel like we are subjected to a ping pong ball competition. And I feel like we are the ball. That's how I feel. I feel like it's going back and forth, and they keep changing who's hit, who's the player, and we're just the ball, because we're depending on everybody to have the answers and to lead us in the direction. That's what leadership does, and that's what people who know more than we do are supposed to take that position in leadership, because they know more than we do. And I mean the scientists, and I mean our president. So without even going into that political, I want to talk to people. You know, I deal with spiritual matters and ministerial moment. That's what I want to deal with. We're going to take a break from our sponsor, and we'll be right back. This is something you don't want to miss. Tell all your friends to tune in. This is going to be a powerful shift in your life. This show right here, this is what God originally intended the show to be. There's going to be a shift in your way of thinking, in your mindset, your perception, your way of seeing, your way of speaking in the show today. So go and tune in, tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell your coworker, as we take a break to go with our sponsor. We'll be right back after this. You know Zion as a physical place of Israel, but did you know that it's also a spiritual reality in you? Bestseller author John Eckhart has strategies for you to embrace your identity as Zion, or the place where God dwells. In his book, I Am Zion, Eckhart invites you to apply the characteristics and blessings in Isaiah 60. Learn how to reach a level of faith that releases blessings, healing, deliverance, promotion, and increase. If you don't understand the benefits that are available to you, you won't seek after them. Harness the reality that you are the dwelling place of God and experience the amazing blessings that are waiting for you. Check out I Am Zion by John Eckhart, available online and where fine books are sold. All right, let's get into it. A lot of this you've heard me say before, but I haven't come from this direction. There are people in this season right now that are wore out. You are wore out. You've been wore out. You're tired. Ministry, preaching, leadership, whatever the situation has been, you've been discouraged. You've been disappointed. You had lack of identity. You were in an identity crisis. And when I say that, I mean that even though you got saved, let me just say me. Okay, let me tell my story, and then hopefully this will help somebody. But God has been really, really ministering to me about this in this day and time. And let me just start off with the scripture first. In Matthew 15:8-9, it says, "These people draw near me with their mouths and honor me with their lips, but their hearts hold off. They hold off and are far away from me. Uselessly do they worship me, for they teach as doctrine the commands of man." That's what the word says, okay? And I want to go into that a little more. When he gave me that, I was like, you know, he was really dealing with me already with my walk. You know, my walk was so, it was so amazing. I mean, the first, when I finally surrendered after smoking crack for over 20 years, and just living in the most perverted lifestyle, I really just was so thankful to be saved. I was so thankful to be accepted. I was so thankful. I was like the lady who was asking God to feed her, and he was like, you know, she said, even the dogs eat crumbs from the master's table. I felt like that. I was happy with just getting the crumbs. I had no idea, you know, my destiny. I had no idea what was really truly expected of me. I knew whom the Son has set free is free indeed. I read that in the scripture. He was teaching me. I was hearing his voice. I could see visions of angels. He was showing me demonic demons and the attacks of them. And I mean, I could see warfare between different races and things like that. Like, my eyes were like literally open. The only thing I can think of was like the experience of Paul and how I was blind. And then all of a sudden I could see. And the thing is that even in the scripture, it talks about in Acts 22, when Paul was addressing them, they were getting ready to lynch him. They was getting ready to hang him. They was getting ready to kill him. They was getting ready to get him because he was preaching against the law. You know, the religious law, because he had been saved. Jesus had knocked him down, and he, you know, I'm paraphrasing a lot of this because we don't have a lot of time, but had knocked him down, and Holy Spirit, the anointing spoke to Ananias, and Ananias went and got Paul, and Paul came, and his eyes was able to see, and Ananias said to him that Jesus wants you to see and hear from his mouth and his lips. This is the type of training that I received. I heard it from him. I didn't have a pastor. I didn't have an apostle. I didn't have a prophet. I didn't have anybody. I was just so thankful to be with him. And he was teaching me hands-on. It wasn't a day that went by in the morning that I didn't seek him first. I wasn't taught that. Didn't nobody tell me that? That was Holy Spirit. Seek ye first in his righteousness, as all things will be added unto you. And that's exactly what happened. Things started adding on to me. I started understanding the scriptures. It became a rhema word to me. It became alive. I could see it. He was confirming my day the day before with what I was reading that day. So like, if I read something in a scripture today, for instance, it would confirm what happened yesterday. That's how he dealt with me, that I would know that he was with me and that I would know him. And I mean, this went on for a while, and he would send me to leadership, and I would just in churches and stuff where I experienced the spirit of laughter, the glory of God. I mean, where prophetic was accepted, and I didn't even know that I was doing anything prophetic. I mean, I did not know that everybody didn't experience this. And I say all that to say that in the midst of him showing me who he was and telling me you're an apostle, I didn't even know not one apostle. I had not even known about apostleship, apostolic government. I didn't even know any of that. This was all new to me. He taught me how to do deliverance. Let me just explain. I would read the scriptures in the daytime. I had a devotional. I would read the devotional. He would teach me the word. I would read the word first, the scripture. Then I would read the devotional that would confirm the word that I received. You know, because I would read the scripture first. He would give me revelation, and the devotional would confirm what he gave me. Then he would show me things. And I mean, I was working out, and he was like, I would hear his voice. I'm training you like Rocky. I'm training you. You're in training. And I learned all that. And I was just so excited. And I thought because I was such the scum of the earth, I thought that I finally came into a place where God was at, like where everybody else was. I just thought that I had finally got accepted and gave and surrendered to where everybody else was. Because let me explain something to you. When I was in the world and I would go to church still on Sundays and hope that something would happen and I would change or whatever. I don't know, just like that, I would just change or not want to go out in the street anymore after I left the church doors. I would see people and I would see things, crookedness and perversion and adultery and things like that. But I thought because they were preaching and they knew the scripture and they were singing the worship songs and all that, that they was better than me. You know, that they were human, but they had something that I didn't have. And so I looked at it that way. Like when I finally got it, I was like, oh my God, this is what everybody else has had. So that was the immaturity that I had. And then when it was time to shift and God led me to apostolic ministry, you know, it was so like I was at home. I don't even know how I found it. It was just nothing but the leading of the Holy Spirit. This church was just, it was, the apostle was ordained with a major apostle out here. I'm not dropping names, but a major apostle out here. And I mean, I just ate it up. I was there for noon service. I was there for every revival, every conference, everything. I was just eating and eating and eating. I couldn't get full enough. I was just so excited. I didn't care nothing about a title. I didn't care nothing about, you know, proving to anybody what God was showing me. I was just eating and eating and eating from that table. I took the crumbs. I took the plate. I took whatever was prepared. I just ate and drank. And I say all that to say is that eventually, God, like within a short period, God had somebody that spoke to somebody like an Ananias, and they came and had me minister a Bible service. And right then he told me, had ordination papers for me and told me that God told him to ordain me. I had no idea. I had no idea. But that's how God can move. But I'm just going to say, even with all of that, I had no idea. The persecution. I had no idea the rejection. I had no idea who I was. I knew that I was a new creature. I knew that he was revealing himself, but I had no idea who I was. What was my sound? I believe that we missed the mark because we want to please man so bad. We want to be have them advocate us and approve us. And our natural instinct is to pick up from somebody else that we see. But Jesus was literally showing me him. God was revealing himself to me. Holy Spirit was revealing himself to me. But because of my ignorance and my lack of belief, you know, still, I had still some level of unbelief because my tendency was to depend on man. And so when man failed, I was disappointed. When they were mean and they hurt my feelings and they didn't receive me, I was discouraged. And so even though I would plow through that and I would press through that and I would move through that and God was still moving through that, I was still broken in pieces. And to the point where I question, am I supposed to even be doing this? I didn't understand, even though I read it, you think, oh, this is Paul and Peter. This is them. Surely to, you know, you don't, it's just like a subconscious thing. You don't realize it. But I say all that to say that in this time and season, with everything that's going on, you know, it's one thing after another. This is a time in your quiet place. You done seen a pastor fall. You done seen leadership have confusion. You done seen them give up. You done seen them act in a sinful nature. You have fallen short in leadership. I know I have. I fell short. I drank. I did things. I did not realize how far I was getting away. But let me tell you something. In that time, like Peter, in that time, I was able to see so many things that I wasn't able to see. And a lot of that was like, well, where do I go? Do I go to the church? Do I go to the world? I can't go back to the world, but the church is no more different than the world to me. So what, you know, I just was in the middle. I didn't know what to do. And I didn't think, even though I would pray, I didn't know that God was still available and still willing to be there for me. I thought that it was just like, oh, I'm just a mess. I couldn't win in the world. I can't win in the church. What am I going to do? I don't know. But he never gave up on me. He never gave up on me. He kept revealing to me. He kept showing me. And every day I kept crying out to him, I want to be more like you. I didn't know what I was saying, but eventually it caught up with me. I got to understand his love. I read the first five books in the New Testament, how he shows our love. It's so simple. This is me. This is Jesus. This is Yeshua. This is what you're supposed to emulate. This is who I am. It's so simple. It's so simple. Keep your eyes on me. And I started growing in that. Years later, I started growing into that. I started understanding that I want to be like him. I don't want to be like anybody else. I don't even want to be like myself. I don't like my flesh. My flesh is the enemy against the will of God. I don't even want to be like that. Then he started talking to me about my subconscious and my consciousness. I started praying against that. Renew my mind. Renew my thoughts. Renew that. Anything from the past, replenish that. Remove that. I want new memories to come back to. I don't want to go back to the same reaction and disappointment. I don't want to go to the same reaction of hurt and pain. I want to be renewed. And so he started training me in that. So by the time the pandemic came, I was already in the cave. I was already there. I was already there. I just needed the time to go in deeper. And so I'm saying in this time, go in deeper. Some of you never got to know who you are, what your sound is. You're not to sound like Paula White. You're not to sound like Juanita Bynum. I remember a season where everybody wanted to sound like her. Everybody wanted to sound like T.D. Jakes. Everybody want to sound like Apostle Eckhart. Everybody want to sound like Apostle Kimberly Daniels. Everybody want to sound like this one. Everybody want to sound. What is your sound? Who are you? Because everybody falls short from the glory of God. But guess what's so good about it? He presents you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. If you just lay down before him and seek him first, and all righteousness and all things will be added onto you. There's a movement that he wants to do through you, but you have to come into who you are. Peter had to come into his identity when he was reinstated. Paul had to come into his new identity when he was called and commanded and chosen. You have to come into who you are. You have to know, first of all, your emulation is Jesus. Second of all, what is your sound? Aaron had a sound. Moses had a sound. Joshua had a sound. Elijah had a sound. Elisha had a sound. Elisha couldn't sound like Elijah, but he wanted a double portion of the anointing. Somebody need to hear me now. You are being restricted because you're trying to be somebody that you are not, and you're not looking to emulate God. There's a lot of backstabbers out there, a lot of naysayers, and a lot of people that's going to tell you no. It's a lot of people that's going to see the anointing on you, but if you're not strong and confident in your sound, you'll let those doors that close upon you be the last and the end of you. But God knows that he's the only one that can open doors that no man can shut. And in this season and time, while you are sitting still, sit still with God. If your unemployment has been taken, you need to press in some more, because he is the supplier of everyone's needs. He's the one that gives seed to the seed sower. I never seen the righteous forsaken, nor they seed begging for bread. This is a season time for you to say, you know what, come hell or high water, I'm going to serve the Lord. As for me and my house, I'm going to serve the Lord. I don't care about nothing else, but I'm going to serve the Lord. I want to be one with him. I don't care what I went through. Yes, I will feed your sheep. Yes, I will feed your lamb. Yes, I will feed them. Yes, I will care for them. Yes, I will preach your gospel. Yes, I will say it. I don't care who don't like it. I don't care who turns against me. Stop wanting to be in cliques. Cliques are dead. Cliques are dead. Cliques are for the flesh. You don't need to be in a clique. You need to be in a realm on the will of God. That's all you need. And let him draw people to him through you. That's what you need. And so for this, how can you preach the gospel if you're not confident in who you are? This is a time for the alarm to be sound. This is a time for your voice to be heard. This is a time for you to stand in confidence and boldness for righteousness. This is the time for that fire that's been settling down and burning lightly. It's time for it to come aflame. It's time for a blow up. It's time for the bomb of Gilead. It's time for your explosion in the name of Jesus. I just want you to be encouraged with that. You don't have to go through what I went through, but if you did go through, don't give up. because a lot of people have fallen short. They done fell all the way out. They done gave up on preaching. They done gave up on singing. They done gave up, and they done let the devil silence them because of the mistakes and the error that they were in. But let me tell you something. Jesus is a reinstater. And if he can assign and command Paul the murderer, come on somebody, and Moses the killer, come on somebody, he can assign and command you. This day is a day of resurrection. Rise up in resurrection power in Jesus' mighty name. Be like Christ in Jesus' mighty name. All right, you guys, I hope that blessed you. I pray that it blessed you. We got Apostle Ryan Lestrange coming up next, but first we're going to take a commercial break. I'm so excited to hear what God is telling him, and I'm so excited to talk about his book. We'll be right back after these messages.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince. One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey. And so.
Hi, friends. I want you to know today that you are worthy because Christ is worthy and he lives in you. Period. End of story. Our unworth is not defined in the world, what happened to us, victim, defeat mentality. Our worthiness and our identity is founded in Christ, what the Word of God says about us, our identity, and our kingdom inheritance. So as you find yourself struggling with unworthiness or fleeting negative thoughts, remember you are worthy because Christ is worthy and he lives in you. And now you're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
I love her, Kathy DeGraw. Hi. Okay, so listen, we got with us right now Apostle Ryan Lestrange. Welcome to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Hello. I'm so glad to be back with you and your listeners. I had a blast last night.
We always have fun with you. You got this new book that's forwarded by Apostle John Eckhart, Betrayal from Hell, Defeat the Double Cross and Demons That Threaten Your Destiny. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, you know, I wrote a book a number of years ago called Toxic Trio, and the focus was three demons that attack people who are anointed. I had wanted to write a follow-up book to that forever, and when I talked to my publisher about it, I told them one of the things I saw a lot of people battling in ministry and leadership and family in the workplace is betrayal. But I didn't want to just write about the emotional side of it. I do talk about that in the book. But I wanted to go deeper and really look at some of the demonic forces that will inspire betrayal, and then how do you recover from it. And so that was sort of the intent of the book. And actually in writing it, I am so excited because as I wrote it, God just kept downloading more and more information to me. I feel like this is a manual for people who've been through hard times, knocked down, disappointed, to get back up.
I love that. You know, that's something that God had put in my spirit this morning. A lot of people, including myself, have gone through that. It's a lot of that going on, and a lot of discouragement and things like that. And we really need to be empowered by that. And I'm so thankful for books like that and what God has given you. And also like in Acts 27, the chapter 22, when Paul tells them about how he came about that. I was, you know, once like this and like you, and I was, you know, killing and beating up the, you know, everybody that worshiped God, and look at where I'm at now. But you know, it's something they still didn't receive that. And so a lot of times people, don't you find that a lot of people in ministry, especially if they have a prophetic anointing and a lot. Okay, let me ask you this before we go into this. When you first got your, you know, you knew that God was speaking through you because you're heavy and prophetic. What was your first assignment with that? And was it received right away?
No, it wasn't. My first assignment really started. I was going to a very small spirit-filled church. I got saved. God put me in a small spirit-filled church. And the church did not know how to handle the prophetic. They weren't really, like, against it. They just didn't know how to handle it. And I started to have what we would call, in prophetic circles, like the knobby, bubble-up experiences where we'd be in worship, and I'd start trembling, and the word of the Lord would come to me. And it was very foreign to me. It was scary to me. And it wasn't received. Fortunately, over a period of time, the pastor of the church started becoming more open to it and really started encouraging me. But a lot of my peers and a lot of those other members were like, you know, this is not God. You're crazy. And to be honest with you, it could have caused me to stop before I even started. And then when I went off to Bible college, I had a level of warfare I never experienced before. And the Lord spoke to me and said, Ryan, because of what I've called you to carry, and I always tell people, this is the worst word the Lord ever gave me. He said, because of what I've called you to carry, there's going to be a measure of warfare that follows you everywhere you go, but I'm going to grace you to stand up under it. And I had no idea how true that was going to be. I heard you talking in the opening segment about the apostolic, and I think I now know and understand, because of my call to territories, regions, people, you do conflict with the demonic realm in that region, but the prophetic was not received. It was a warfare thing for me. And I would say, honestly, for me personally, it probably took about a decade to come into the confidence to say,
come on,
I'm going all out for the prophetic. I'm not going to back up because people don't understand it.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? That's what I think that I had to go through. And in the midst of all of that, in that season, Apostle Ryan, I really, really, I got to see the need. And when God was showing me that, he was also releasing to me a compassion, you know, because at first I was like, you know, well, what's the difference? I mean, I came over here to live right. But over here is just, you know, what, you know what I'm saying? It's just as bad. Like, you got to be in a clique. You got to be, you know, you got to do this. You got to turn tricks. You got to do, I mean, like, all I want to do is just talk about Jesus. I just want us to talk about how angels, like, what's the warfare? Let's get together and cast the demon out. Let's take over this territory. Like, why do we even have time for all of this unnecessary opinion and personality conflict? And what I love about that, when you said that, that encouraged me, because I really feel like that's what God is doing. He is bringing people out of that. Like, that was a season. You went through that process of learning your identity. When you didn't quit and you didn't give up, you was allowing him to continue to strengthen you in what you were called to do. He was able to see things that you didn't want to be, what didn't want to do. And you knew that what was righteous and what was not. You knew what was holy and what was not. And you got to see where if you're convicted, then you already know that God is telling you that's not where you need to be. You know what I'm saying? That's the thing. Go ahead.
Well, and I think that, so when I wrote on the topic of betrayal, unfortunately, the biggest well of experience I had, which I would say this, I'm 45 and I really was launched into ministry at 17. So I've been doing this a long time, but my biggest well of experience was church betrayal, because I had seen it, experienced it, had it happen to me. And everything you just said, this is the thing I think that's unfortunate at times. The same demons that are operating in the world are operating in the church. They just change their language. So it goes from, you know, worldly language to churchy language. And so people, because it's demonic, and this is the thing I've had to work through. I've had to work through and understand what I'm facing here, and this is why I wrote about the three demons in the book. What I'm facing here is not a person. I may be mad at the person. I may be hurt by the person. And there is an emotional effect it has on me that I have to be responsible to let the Lord heal and redeem. But ultimately, it's warfare. And it is a great conflict. You know, Dr. Gina, and I know you've experienced this, when God began to promote me, the promotion was worse, because when I was promoted, I'm exposed to crazy behavior I didn't even know existed. I was like you, like, I got saved from darkness, and I'm thinking the church just loved Jesus. Now I'm around preachers who are lying. I'm around prophets who are sleeping around, all this crazy stuff, and I'm saying, I don't want any of this.
Yes!
I just want Jesus. So, you know, it's tough, but here's the thing. I believe God is right now as the church is in a really weird place with the COVID lockdowns and all these things, God is really delivering people from systems and bondages. And
yes,
for me personally, he's been telling me, Ryan, you got to get your heart right. It doesn't matter what everybody else is doing. You can't stay focused on that. You need to come back to your first love and let me deal with you. And I believe if each of us can do that, the Lord will set us free and we will come forth in this next season with a glory and a purity we didn't have before.
Oh my God, Apostle Ryan, I agree with you 125 and more percent. That is the key right there. It's not fighting against the COVID. It's not fighting against the president. It's not, you know, spiritual warfare. It is literally get your heart right. Like it's a healing of the soul. It created me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. It's allowing him to endow upon you compassion, allowing him to clothe you with righteousness and clothe you with the anointing that will destroy yokes. It's all of that process. And I think about David, even though he did all these wars and things like that, and he won, he was a warrior, you know, king. I mean, but when he went in that cave, he went through a process that made him even greater. But get this, he still was human. You know, he still was human and made mistakes even after that. But for his promotion, he needed to go through that process of your strength is going to come from the Lord. You got to, that when there's nobody to call, like nobody's going to understand a prophet or apostle or anybody that's called, that God has called and chosen. And that's any of you for any position, missionary, evangelist, whatever, whatever it is, servanthood, layman, whatever your position is, you have been chosen. And nobody's going to understand the warfare that you go through eternally, because God covers us so much that nobody sees it, because we're still preaching, we're still teaching, we're still able to be utilized as a vessel, right, Apostle? But there's a thing that's going on the inside that only God and you know. But see, when you try to pick up the phone and can't nobody answer that question, and you pick up the phone and try to call somebody, they don't know how to pray for that. Or when you go to a leader and they be like, aren't you over that already? Or when
come on, get over it.
Yeah. Or, you know, or any of that. It's like you can't go nowhere else but in that cave with Yeshua. And this is the cave that he's called us all to come in so he can get our hearts right, so he can build up our stamina, so we can persevere. Because these are the last days. They've been that way since the New Testament, right? And so we got to get stronger. So when we go through the warfares and the pestilence and all of the pandemics and all of these things, we already got our protector. We already know we good. We already know we do what the Lord tells us to do. Is that right, Apostle? Like Jesus said, I don't say, I don't do, I don't go unless the Father tells me to.
Yeah, well, and this is the thing. When you go through betrayal or any kind of wound, but you feel someone has wronged you, they've breached a covenant with you, one of the things, you're going to do one of two things. You're either going to retreat, and so you will literally force yourself into a place of isolation and not deal with what's happened, or you'll lash out. And I know the Lord began to deal with me about 2 years ago. I was in the middle of a mess, and just people I've been in relationship with, it, there was some disagreements and some breaking of alignment, and I was frustrated. And the Lord said, don't allow people to edit your voice. You don't say and do things from a place of response, because once you do that, you leave your authenticity and your anointing. And so I believe one of the reasons we've got to press in and get healed from betrayal and recognize these are demons that are doing this to me is because if we just yield to it and we allow it to edit who we are, we will come up with an incomplete version of ourselves. And that'll actually block your promotion and your destiny. So we can't afford to do that in this hour.
What I love about what you're saying and what Holy Spirit just revealed to me just now to say to the people is that even right now, the betrayal is not even against you. The betrayal is against our Father. You're the vessel.
Yes.
I think what we do is we take on things that don't belong to us. And I love when Paul said that when they said the Holy Spirit told them, you can't go there, Paul. You can't go to Jerusalem. They're going to do this. They're going to chain you. They're going to kill you. He said, I'm willing to do whatever. If I got to die or whatever. We have to go through that part in our life, that whatever we got to go through for the sake of the name of Jesus Christ, for the will of God, we have to be ready for that. And the only way that we could be ready for that is if we spend time with him and allow him to, repair our heart, our brokenness, replenish us and equip us and strengthen us and really depend on him. So then when these things come, it's not a personal thing. It's not that they don't like, they don't even know you. They don't like the light that's on you. They're just disgruntled about the fact that you are true. You are walking, looking like true. I remember walking into apostles' place. I wasn't even an apostle then. I was just walking in, having a meeting. I didn't know what God was going to have me to say. And I said something that I thought was something good. I didn't even know that it was something that was convicting. And this apostle got so mad at me, and I was so sad and so hurt because I looked up to her. Do you understand what I'm saying? I looked up to her as a female apostle, and she just went off on me. And I was like, what in the world? And I was such an innocent little lamb. I didn't know what I was saying, apostle. I was just saying, I had scriptures. I just read them out of the notes that I took. I didn't know neither one way or the other. And I took that, and I mean, that hurt me so much to the core, but I kept on going. It was something that God placed in me to keep me going. Whatever that something is, dig in there and get that. Like you said, fall back in love. Go back to the beginning. Allow him to rejuvenate you and inspire you that you are still chosen no matter what. So what? Return. You know, you gave up in your heart. He understands your unbelief. Speak to the people about that, Apostle. Encourage somebody. First of all, we want to know how we can get your book, but we want you to encourage somebody that's in that place of betrayal, of hurt, of discouragement, being pierced by someone you looked up to, not being received in the clicks. Can you speak to the people about that?
Absolutely. Well, I think it's such a needed topic. And you can find the book. It's called Betrayal from Hell. You can go to Amazon.com. It's being sold in the majority of Christian bookstores. You can also go to my personal website, RyanLestrange.com. So any of those places, Betrayal from Hell. If you feel like, hey, I've been in this place. I've been in this stuck place, this rejected place. The click wouldn't let me in. I want to tell you what God has put inside of you is so special to him and so unique to him. He's had to close some doors because it wasn't your door. I used to struggle with this because of my background of dealing with rejection and family trauma and issues.
Come on.
I would be fearful, like, you know, this door is not going to open for me. I'm not going to arrive where God wanted me. I found out some of those doors were shut by the Lord because it wasn't my door. And I want to tell you this. If you will come before the Lord, cast your life at his feet and say, God, I surrender to you. Now pray a Psalm 51 prayer, which is, God, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit. If you will pray that prayer and say, I just surrender everything to you. I trust you with the doorway. I trust you with the relationship. If I have mishandled something, I repent, Lord. Speak to me. Show me what to do. And sometimes people have betrayed you. They've wronged you. They've mistreated you, or they've misunderstood you. The Lord will even require you to be the bigger person. Send them a bouquet of flowers. Send them a card. Sometimes he's going to say, that's unhealthy. You need to cut it off and get out of it. You've got to follow Holy Spirit's voice. But I want to tell you this. No current situation is bigger than your God. And if you will today come before the Lord and say, God, I am surrendering my life to you. This means my destiny, my assignment, my job, my ministry. I will not walk in fear. You've not given unto me the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. And you will consecrate yourself and pray a Psalm 51 prayer. I guarantee you, God will begin to show up in your life. He will begin to minister to you. And you know, I went through a really, really just horrendous trial in the middle of writing that book, which is crazy because the book was under contract long before the trial began. And one of the scriptures God used that just set me free was Romans 8:28. It's the scripture that says God causes all things to work together for good to them that are called, loved God. And God said to me, Ryan, even Judas can be used for your good. Even Absalom can be used for your good. When the enemy attacked you and thought he had you down, if you will go low in God and listen to Holy Spirit, He will raise you up. And I believe that the theme of this broadcast today, as Dr. Gina was preaching, hope and faith, and I want to affirm it and confirm it and say today, God is the master planner, and the rejection is for your protection. But you bring your heart before the Lord today and refuse to let the enemy contaminate and capture your heart. And if you will pray like that, the Lord will bring you out of this.
Yes, he will. I'm a living witness. I can testify to it. And let me tell you something. That may, you know, social media got us thinking that the friends that we started to have when we first started Facebook or Instagram is our audience. That may not be your audience. You know, you're trying to sell your book to the people you went to high school with or your family members and your cousins and them that don't really want, they want to see you doing okay, that but not great. So, you know, you might want to just relinquish all of that, like literally surrender everything. I don't mean get off social media, but let your expectations be totally to God so he can direct your path to the audience that is designated and predestined for you. You know, a lot of times the enemy can beat us up that way because we put so much into a system that may be working for other people. That audience and their audience is not even your audience. Just because their audience is receptive doesn't mean that your audience will be receptive. So Apostle Ryan's audience may not be the same. You know what I'm saying? You don't have his audience. So your audience, you got to let God reconstruct your whole everything, your whole being, your whole sector, your whole way, so he can get the results. Because what I remember reading the Bible is that his word shall not return to him void. That that thing that he set out to do, it's going to produce what it was sent out to do. So you have to be willing to allow that to happen. That means separate the meat from the bone. You know, separate yourself to whereas you are like whatever your will is. I think about Jesus. He didn't wait for the disciples to pray. He knew that he had an assignment to do. They went to sleep. He went on to pray. Okay, so what you gonna do? You can't wait for everybody to come and join you so you can be lifted up. You have to allow yourself to go before him and let him lift you up, like Apostle Ryan said. Please tell everybody where they can get your book, where they can follow you on social media. This was amazing.
Thank you so much. You can get the book at Amazon.com or my website, RyanLestrange.com. Please follow me on social media. I would love to connect with you. I have a Facebook page, a Twitter account, a YouTube account. If you look up my name, you'll find it. Make sure you go to my official page, which is Ryan LeStrange page on Facebook, because as we know, there's a lot of fakes and scammers. We report them, but they pop up again.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. Oh, my gosh. I love you so much. You are family here. I mean, I just appreciate it. Every time I turn you on, you are right on time with something you administered about California when you were there. Maybe one day we can talk about that even more sometime. Privately, but yeah, California, everything you were saying about that, God had been ministering to me about California, and I'm just excited about what he has you doing now. You know, the words that he placed inside of you is going to set so many free from bondage and just really lift them up in encouragement and direct them to him so he can order their steps and get them to where they're predestined to be, to the original intent. So I love the work that he's doing through you and for you, and I just pray that God continues to expand you even the more. I love the example that you set with your wife, your partnership, your communion, your unity. I mean, just everything about it is kingdom, your life. And I just want you to know that it's a lot of people that see that, they see kingdom, but they also love your transparency. And that helps a lot of people understand that, you know what, you can look like kingdom, walk like kingdom, and still know that the wretchedness is going to be delivered by Jesus, right?
You know what I'm saying?
At the end of the day, Paul was still being used. He was like, who is going to get rid of this? Because if I could do surgery on myself, I would. I know I would say that all the time if I could gut it out myself. But I love your transparency, and I love where God has brought you through to get you to where you are now. May God continue to use you mightily, and may your voice be heard, and may it shake the chains and destroy the yokes off of every captive. In Jesus' mighty name, may your fire, the fire that's consuming, the consuming fire that dwells in your belly, may it be like fire to every demonic influence that tries to fight up against you, your family, or even the ministry, or even those that you are ministering to, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, God, for this man with wisdom and this man with the gift that you have chosen for such a time as this. We thank you for him in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you. I love and appreciate you.
Oh, Ryan. Apostle Ryan, can you do me a favor and leave me a drop? Do a drop for me, please, I always call him Preacher Doug, but he's the producer, Doug. Can you do that for me, please? Do a radio drop for me?
Absolutely.
I appreciate you. Thank you so much, my love. I appreciate you. God bless you and your family.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Charlie. Shout out to him. All right, listen, we're getting ready to go right into comedian Gina G. I know she got the trending tea. We're going to give producer Doug a chance to get that together for me. But then we're going to go right into Gina G with the trending tea. I say, what you say? She got the trending tea. I say, what you say? She got the trending tea for you and me. That's Gina G. Hey, Gina G.
Good morning.
Good morning, girl. You know, we got Apostle Ryan on here, girl.
I know, that's right. I heard him, and it was just so excellent. I love listening when he comes on. He always has high spirits and such good things to say. I got some tea for you guys.
What's going on?
Let me go ahead and spill the tea. Right now, you guys, the FDA has a list. If you go on CNN, they have a list of hand sanitizers to avoid. The list exceeds 100. So there's obviously hand sanitizer is not just hand sanitizer, people. There's some that contains certain chemicals that can burn your skin, that is not killing bacteria or infections. So make sure you guys go on CNN, or you can go on the FDA's list and check those hand sanitizers, because I know it's huge right now with the coronavirus. Everybody is trying to keep clean, be sanitized. But unfortunately, you guys, no matter how much we try, it's something that's going to fight against us. As you guys were speaking earlier in your conversation in the interview, Dr. Gina, it is like the devil comes in and you're like, well, what happened? I was on the road, and then all of a sudden something blinded me. I don't even know what it was. That's when the devil come right on in, y'all. So you make sure you pay attention to the signs and listen to the voices. Like these group of people who were stranded on an island, you guys, they wrote the SOS in the sand. And they saved them. They got rescued. These sailors, they got stranded on a Pacific island. You guys, they wrote SOS. I mean, something that you hear in the movies and you don't think really works, but it worked. These soldiers obviously learned a lot during their training, but they were rescued. So we just want to wish them safe travel back home. I don't know if you guys heard about yesterday in Lebanese. There was an explosion.
Lebanese. I said Lebanon. I'm sorry. Thank you, Lebanese.
Oh, Lebanese, yes. Lebanese, leaving over a dozen dead, thousands injured. It looked like a movie. It was another, for here in America, it was another, you know, 9/11 scene as you watched just this explosion. And it's just so heartbreaking. You guys, Dr. Gina, they were speaking about it earlier. I mean, these are the end days. If you do not get on top of your faith, not your religion, if you don't get on top of your faith, and if you don't get on top of that one-on-one relationship with God, you guys are really missing out, because the end days doesn't have to be as scary as most would say. You guys, I'm telling you right now, with God in you, everything feels like just another obstacle that you can get over, even in the end days. They're actually definitely helping out in Lebanese. So if you guys want to do any donations, you guys make sure you go to your local donation site so you can make a donation to them in Lebanese. Beyonce has dropped her visual, King is Black. I have not seen it, Gina, and I'm going to just tell y'all, I haven't seen it. I've seen little snippets of it because it's on Disney Plus. I don't have Disney Plus. But you guys, the snippets that I've seen of it is just beautiful, 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 beautiful colors. Just beautiful. Black is beautiful, you guys, and it's really, really good. I don't know if you guys no, but it was Barack Obama's birthday yesterday. Lord, I miss that man as our president, but it was his birthday yesterday, so we want to send a shout-out to Barack Obama because he's listening, okay? Somebody that knows him, that knows somebody, tell Barack Obama that the Dr. Gina's radio chat said happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
And that is your trending tea. You guys, there's so much going on, but you know what? I'm shying away from the gossip right now. I really want to give you guys news that can help you, news that you guys can open your eyes with new things. And so the gossip's not important. You can always go in the shade room for that gossip. So I just want to encourage somebody today to
get
out and do something, honey, because
your trending tea and what she said was the bomb. Girl, I loved it. I loved it. All right, listen, I wish we had more to talk more about it, but you know, like when we got powerhouses coming in, it takes
honey,
a minute.
We got these powerhouses on.
He ain't been on since about 6 months ago, and I don't know, we got to get all what God got in pouring out of him. But let's go right into In His Presence with Minister Nicole Atkinson right now.
Well, hello, welcome to In His Presence, August monthly devotional. Wow, I'm so excited to be with you today and to share what the Lord has placed on my heart. You know, I have to title these devotionals, and if I had to title this one, it would be called Becoming Unstoppable. The Lord gave me Isaiah 41:10, and I want to read it to you. And it says here, don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand. Wow, it's amazing. I just love that passage. Sometimes we feel like we can't move forward because life throws a curveball at us. Or life challenges us when we are thrust into a new season that seems impossible to walk through. Our confidence begins to shake, and fear grips our hearts to where we become discouraged. But can I share something with you? There's a small testimony here. When I was a young mother, just recently separated from my husband in 1993, my life became undone, with no real clarity for my purpose. My first marriage was falling apart. My family was miles away from me, and I was alone. However, I had this beautiful daughter. She was about 8 months old at the time, and she had stolen my heart. And I was determined to build a life for her and myself, despite my circumstances. I had no education and no money, and fear was my best friend. As I began to evaluate my life, I realized I had to move forward. Giving up was not an option. I was blessed to have friends and in-laws who offer support during this time. But internally, fear wanted to stick around. When I look at my beautiful baby girl, I knew I had to keep going. Our future together was unstoppable, and God was going to see us through. You know, that's a real testimony of when I was young, and I just reflected on, I can go over so many things that would try to deter me from going forward in life. And that was a huge one, because as a mother of an 8-month-old baby, a failing marriage, oh my goodness. Becoming unstoppable had to be my goal and had to be my mission. And I had to lean on that scripture of Isaiah 41:10 for me not to be afraid, for God was with me, and for me not to be discouraged in spite of my situation, for he was my God. And he would strengthen me and help me through this, through that time. And I ask you today, has life thrown you a curveball that is attempting to lock you in fear? And how do you handle unexpected life situations that cause fear? How do you do that? You know, that was a testimony from years ago for me. But, you know, over the years, it would come up curveball after curveball. And that was one of those moments in my life that really I felt so alone and so unstoppable, as far as meaning unstoppable from being locked in fear. But God came and spoke to me in those moments that, no, become unstoppable against fear. and move forward and take courage and plow through it and know that I'm with you. I will never forsake you. I'll never leave you. And it, I believe that that carried momentum into my, into the years. I don't want to say my older years, but as I moved forward and began to grow and mature as a woman and become mature as a mother, and that I understood that there will constantly be challenges that will be, that I will be faced with. But I also remembered that I could not give up. In the midst of all of what's going on around us in these current climates that we live in today, there's a lot of people that may be in the situation that I was in back in 1993. Small child in a failing marriage and not knowing what to do. Hey, but if that's you, I challenge you today to not give up, to take hold of God's word, to take courage and rise up and know that God is with you and he's for you. And there's nothing that can separate you from his love. You know, surround yourself around people that can encourage you and uplift you and can push you along with God's word to the next. It's not over. One of the things you got to remember what I said, if I titled this, Becoming Unstoppable. Becoming unstoppable in Christ, knowing that if God is for you, who could be against you? He's always for you. He's always upholding you with his victorious right hand. He'll never let you go. And so like me, as a young woman back in 1993, I was able to plow through and be able to be here today to share with you that small testimony of how just embracing God's love and pushing past fear, breaking down barriers. Now more than ever, it's so critical in the climate that we live in that we understand that people are hurting. There's real fear out there. There's real challenges. People are experiencing real life issues. And they need to understand that someone's been in their shoes. Someone hears them. Someone's praying for them. So listen, I hope this word helped you today. I hope it challenges you today. I hope it opens some sense of joy and expectation for you that God is with you. You're not alone. And that you can become unstoppable in Christ, no matter the circumstance. Hallelujah. So listen, if I blessed you, if you want to reach out to me, you want to share a testimony, you want to just connect, you can reach me at Nick_Purpose. I'm available on Facebook at Nicole Atkinson. For you ladies, I do a daily devotional and I have a prayer line. You can reach me on Women of Courage. It's a private page. And I'd love to hear from you. And so I want you to be blessed and know that I'm always cheering for you. Amen. Amen.
Love it. Gina G, what a show amen. Today.
Amen and amen. Oh, her voice just soothes me and just puts me right in place.
I know. I love it. Listen, you guys, I got a new book out. I'm co-authoring with 26 other authors. Dr. Barbara Lowe, who's been on this show several times. Real Talk Kim, Kimberly Jones. I can't, it's a whole list of people. Joanna Beck. So many. Dina Jones. So many people. Wholeness Rising is the name of the book. And it's $18. Let me tell you, go to thewholenessrising.com and go ahead and check that out. And it's devotional. You get a devotional companion, wholeness checklist, racial reconciliation video roundtable, boundaries video roundtable, a ticket to Breaking Body Bondage Summit, and a ticket to Women's World Wholeness Summit that's coming up. And I'm a part of all of that stuff, but it is going to be amazing. It's all these authors, you guys, go on my website. I mean, go on my social media, Dr. Gina Prince on Facebook, Gina, Dr. Gina's radio chat. And also, and Gina, I made you a, you got to go on there because I have made you, you can go in Dr. Gina's radio chat and post stuff now.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
Yeah. I invited you. Yeah. Cause I had to figure it out. You know, I don't know this stuff. I said, you know what? I'm tired of not knowing God. You can teach people Hebrew. I need to know that too. Help me with technology because I sure need to know it. I feel like I'm that's a hindrance. I feel like the devil is a lie. Like I need to know how to do stuff in this day and age. Tell everybody where they can finally you. Oh yeah, go ahead and get the book, you guys, because you get all that free stuff and it's gonna be great. You wanna and you know I'm sending out emails and all that stuff. All right, go ahead, Gina. Tell everybody where they can follow you, and we got to go.
Yes, you guys, you know you can follow me at Gina G 2 Funny. That's Gina G the number 2 Funny. You can catch me tomorrow on my IG. Currently, soon moving to Facebook and YouTube. Chit Chat in the Closet. That's every Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard. And don't forget, you get good your show. TLC products from your girl. I'm still using them. Still feeling good. Make sure you contact me and link in my bio.
Love it. All right, you guys. Live healthy. Live whole. Live in your destiny. We are loving you always. Until next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.